Good morning, everybody. I'm Ann Rhodes. I'm the Director of HIV Surveillance at the Virginia Department of Health. And I'm going to talk today a little bit about denominators, which is my favorite subject ever. So the HIV care continuum is a framework that came out to look at how people were doing, getting into care, staying in care, and being virally suppressed. And a lot of the initial work of looking at that continuum of care was sort of focused on the fact that there were low rates of viral suppression nationally, and that something needed to be done to really improve people's engagement in care. But one of the things that I'm going to talk about today and I'm going to focus on is really that I think the care continuum also shows us that we really need to look at data improvements in how we're actually measuring all the pieces on the continuum of care. And I'm going to just talk about what some of the things that we've done in Virginia to do that. So when we first started looking at continuum of care, we built what we called our care markers database in Virginia, which was really focused. We realized that just using HIV surveillance data itself was not really getting on the indicators for care for people living with HIV. So we added a number of data sources and built this database that included data on labs, prescriptions, and medical visits from a number of other systems, including Ryan White, our medical monitoring project, and we also get data from Medicaid and our STDs. So one of the things I wanted to say here was that not only did it improve care, but putting this database together also helped us get improvements in address information, vital status, and other things that improved our denominators. We also did a black box project, which we initially did a pilot with two of our neighboring jurisdictions, DC and Maryland, which utilized a privacy technology to merge surveillance data among the three jurisdictions and in an automated way, and gave us back information. We found a lot of matches. There were over 21,000 matches among the three jurisdictions, and about half of those were matches that we did not previously know about. So it's been a really helpful project. It's also continuing to expand to other jurisdictions, and we continue to do monthly data sharing with those two jurisdictions. We also worked on our data to care. So data to care has been a big initiative on using our surveillance data and other data sources to look at people who may have fallen out of care and need to be re-engaged. It's also really helped us look at where there's gaps in our data. So far, these are our results that we found in our data to care project. We've investigated 327 people who we thought were out of care, and 46% of them were actually in care. So that really points to issues with data reporting and other issues. We also had a significant portion that had moved out of state, and some that were deceased. And those three categories are what I really call the data issues. So just some initial results. We've improved some of the accuracy of looking at the people living with HIV in Virginia. Looking back to the end of 2015, we actually reduced our overall persons living with HIV by 760. So we have about between 900 and 1,000 new cases of HIV every year in Virginia. And so normally we would add about that much, but even with adding our new cases, we still had a reduction in our denominator because we updated addresses and vital statuses. All this data integration has also helped us add to the numerator parts, including increases in retention rates and viral suppression. We're looking currently at our 2016 data, and we really do see we're going to see another drop in people living with HIV in Virginia. So just some final thoughts that really the care continuum really is a framework for looking at data and care issues. We really need to focus on really who are the people living with HIV in our jurisdiction and across jurisdictions, and doing more cross-jurisdictional data sharing. really need to use multiple sources of information across systems and funding streams. I think there needs to be more integration, both at the federal level and at our state level, and key to assessing our outcomes. And thank you.